Hello, lovies. This is your Auntie Vera Charles, or your Auntie Scott, or Scott, or just don't call me late for dinner. Reminding you that the Pride 48 live streaming weekend is happening July 29th through the 31st, 2022. We hope to see you there in the chat room for an amazing weekend of live LGBTQ plus podcasting. For more information, head on over to pride48.com, where they've got pride just flowing right out every orifice on there. It can be unpretty at times.
Today is Tuesday, June 14th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I am hella tired, I tell ya. This is my second day, it's my third, really, but like I said, Friday I was kind of hanging out on the chair, not taking any meetings or anything. I was just like doing Slack messages and email and, you know, whatever the case may be. I haven't felt horrible. Like the flu symptoms, and I know I already talked about COVID yesterday, so I don't want to bore everyone with the whole episode talking about COVID. But I will say, I'll talk about it a little bit because, you know, we all have our own experiences and I'm going to talk about mine. But the first 2 days, I would say Tuesday and Wednesday of last week, that's when I was really achy, like headache, body ache, backache, like all of the various aches, you know, that I had. And then the rest of the week, I was coughing. I just felt tired, you know, run down, whatever. And then my cough, I don't know if it's getting better or not, but I have spells where I'll cough more. I hate coughing. That is the worst symptom. I think I would almost rather be in pain. I don't want to say that because there are probably people out there who have experienced true pain and maybe I never have. But coughing is horrible. You feel like you're about to cough up a lung, but especially like a dry cough where there's no, it just feels like there's nothing to get rid of as far as phlegm is concerned. But anyway, so I cough, I was tired. Now I'm still coughing a little bit and I'm still taking the cough medicine. But I am so tired, just like sleepy, like sluggish, walking up and down the stairs. I really don't have a problem breathing. I didn't really experience a lot of breathing issues or shortness of breath. But it's just I get up to the top of the stairs and I feel tired. I mean, maybe that is shortness of breath and I just don't know what that is. But anyway, so I've been tired. Today was my second full day, like completely taking meetings and all that kind of stuff. And someone actually, decided to schedule a meeting from 5:30 to 6:30 this afternoon. So I'm recording now. I'm recording at 5:14. And I'll quickly get this recording done. And then I will basically take this other meeting because when I have these late meetings, I try to get something done in between. Cause normally I would end my day around 5 or 5:30, depending on, you know, my workload and all that kind of good stuff. And then, you know, I would record and then go downstairs and, you know, be downstairs for the rest of the night. But, But if I have a meeting that, you know, starts at 5:30 and goes till 6:30, I don't want to then be recording and then not be going downstairs until 7 or 7:30 or, you know, however long it takes me to record and edit and post and all that kind of stuff. I'm about to cough. So I muted myself. I don't think you guys want to hear me cough. Anyway, so I'm tired and I'm recording in between meetings because there you go. The only other thing that's going on, and these may be a little bit shorter, just slightly shorter this week, because A, not much is going on. Mark has COVID as well, like I said, and I, so we're not going anywhere. Like, there's literally nothing happening. But anyway, I'll cover a little bit of new stuff. Not much is going on, but so we're getting ready for this trip to Italy and our cruise and all that kind of stuff. Hopefully, knock on wood, us having COVID now will help us a little bit on that trip, so we don't get, you know, we don't get COVID on that trip. I know it's possible, but hopefully, you know, we build up a little bit more immunity because we've got it now. So we've been planning for that, and our first week, I don't know if it's a full week. Yeah, almost our first full week, our first full like 6 days are land travel. So we're flying to Venice and we're going to see Venice. I've always wanted to see Venice, or at least, you know, it's been one of those places that I've always thought, oh my God, basically a floating city. You have to take a boat to get everywhere. How cool is that? You always see it in movies. You know, there was that Spider-Man movie recently where they were in Venice. And I don't think it was the most recent Spider-Man. Maybe it was the one before. I get confused. But anyway, it definitely was not the most recent one. It had to have been the one before. And they were in Venice for part of that movie, and it was just really cool. And I thought, oh my God, I want to go there. So we're starting in Venice, and we're starting our planning. And we're just trying to decide, like, the things that we're going to see. And there was a recommendation, and I can't remember. I think Baron Frosty on Twitter said, there are outrageous lines in Venice. Maybe he was talking about Rome, or maybe he was talking about all of Italy. I don't remember now. But I got it in my head that he was talking about Venice. And so he's like, you want to get these skip the line tickets or you want to get a tour. And so last night, I had done some research over the weekend just looking for what tours were available. I picked a tour that was a 7.5 hour tour with skip the line access to the Basilica and to the Doge Palace. I don't know. It's D-O-G-E, but... the Doge Palace. Anyway, I had done all this research and I pulled up a few. You can always find these itineraries that people post online, like 1 day in Venice, 3 days in Venice, 2 days in, you know, whatever. And so I had found a few of those. And so Mark and I read them, kind of figured out the things that people were suggesting that you see. And then we looked at the tour that I had selected and it covered most of it. The things that it didn't cover, we could do on our own. It had a gondola ride, which you want to do definitely. It had the Basilica. It had Doge Palace. It had a bunch of other stuff. And we're like, okay, we're going to pull the trigger. We're going to do it. We're just going to book this tour. And I go to book it and they don't work. I should have checked this. They don't work on the day that we need to do it. So, I mean, we're only there for, I mean, we've planned out our, strategically planned how many days, you know, we arrive on a Saturday, but our full day of touring is Sunday. And then Monday we train ride to Florence. And then we're Florence half of that evening and then the full next day. And then we go to Rome. They're not available on that Sunday. So now we have to look for another tour operator, but we can't find any other tour operators that do everything. But they're all fairly expensive. We're still going to do a tour because we really want to do skip the line. And I really like having someone that's knowledgeable to give me information about the places that we're visiting so that I learn something. And so we're going to do that, but we started it and we're going to book the train ticket. It looks like it's going to be easy. We can book those online. And those look fun. They have business class, they have first class, all that. It's not too expensive either. It's only 2 hours between Venice and Florence. So, all right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.